In her first time out swimming the 200 meters fly, Amira Black broke a record, and now is hoping to continue that momentum at the upcoming 11th World Down Syndrome Swimming Championships. Amira, 17, is a Stratford-based swimmer with Down syndrome. She made her world debut last year. As she began training for the upcoming championships in Antalya, Turkey, Amira broke the long course senior America's record for the 200 meters fly, with a time of 4 minutes 25 seconds and 53 milliseconds. Amira is heading to Turkey in March for the championships, which are being held under the larger Trisome Games, a global tournament allowing athletes with Down syndrome to compete in Olympic Games. Jennifer Black, Amira's mom, told Stratford today that it has been a challenge fundraising for her daughter's professional swimming, especially since the normally biennial tournament is effectively held back-to-back this year. Last year, the Blacks were fortunate enough to get support from various institutions from New Hamburg, including the Optimists and Lions Clubs, and some of that money will be going to the upcoming championships. It won't cover the whole cost. It's hard asking for help, Jennifer explained. It's really hard going back to somebody that's already helped you so much and asking for more. Jennifer is holding a yard sale, bottle drive, and bake sale on September 16 and 17 to raise money. With a suspected cost of $10,000 to $15,000, she is encouraging the wider community to donate for the sale. Additionally, if people want to make a direct donation to Amira's work, they can contact Jennifer on their Facebook page. Jennifer Black, Amira's mom, wants to thank the Orr family for their help in Amira's journey. In the warmer months, Amira practices in an old quarry on their property, building up her strength and endurance. Contributed photo. Jennifer has also been looking into sponsorship opportunities, considering the steep cost of travel and the frequency that Amira is competing. Again, she has run into issues finding organizations that are interested. As an athlete and not a registered charity, sponsors would not be eligible for a tax credit, but, Jennifer argues, there are other benefits beyond the monetary bottom line. Look at Royal Bank or Petro Canada sponsoring the Olympians, she said. They use it in all their commercials, and they're not getting tax receipts for that, right? Jennifer reasoned that bigger companies sponsor athletes for marketing purposes but also to give back to the community, helping athletes that represent Canada. Well, we have athletes, here, representing our country, Jennifer said. Aside from the challenges in getting to Turkey, Amira will be facing stiff competition once they land. Amira has aged out of the junior category and is now in the bottom end of the senior category, which has swimmers up to the age of 24. That will be difficult, considering some of her competitors will be out of school and pursuing swimming full-time. Ever the optimist, Amira is looking forward to beating more records and adding to her growing collection of gold medals. If there's a chance for a medal, she wants it for her collection, Jennifer laughed. For more information and to follow Amira's journey, visit her Facebook page.